love speaks in many languages. What up, people? Welcome back to I Am Astrology Readings. I'm your astrologer, Paul Heath, and we are going over Venus in Gemini's transit, which begins July 4th and will last until July 30th. Love speaks in many languages. When Venus goes into Gemini, what's some of the core themes? We're going to see intellectual connections become the primary pathway to romance and attraction. Love flows through language. Minds meet before hearts, and meaningful dialogue becomes the bridge to deeper intimacy. Now, for the tarot enthusiasts, Venus is represented by the Empress, and Mercury is the Magician. Now, when Venus, the Empress, enters Gemini's realm, she exchanges her lush garden for a library of infinite conversations. The goddess of sensual abundance becomes the mistress of intellectual seduction, where beauty is found in the wit. Love flows through language, and connections spark through the meaning of the minds. Now, when you break it down using the tarot, it has a story to tell on its own. The Empress, which is Venus, love as a creative force, unconditional self-worth, magnetic attraction. The Lovers, which is represented by Gemini, the crossroads of authentic choice. Every conversation becomes a choice point. The Magician, words become spells of attraction. Communication as manifestation tools. Now, what are some of the primary themes and manifestations that we can see with this transit? Number one, intellectualized romance. I don't know if you ever heard of this word. Sapiosexual energy. Deep intellectual exchange may feel as good as physical intimacy. Communication as courtship, witty text, clever conversations, and mental stimulation become primary attraction factors. Relationship boundaries become fluid. Friends become lovers, lovers become friends. Number two, the social butterfly effect. Increased desire for variety in social connections and romantic experiences. Networking and group activities become fertile grounds for romantic connections. Enhanced charm, wit, and conversational magnetism. Number three, the double-edged sword of choice. Gifts, natural ability to create intellectual intimacy, powerful communication skills. Shadows, love can be fickle. Tendency toward mixed signals and commitment hesitation. Risk, superficial connections that lack emotional depth. When it comes to this transit in Gemini, Gemini is 30 degrees. Every sign is 30 degrees. And each sign could be broken down into 10 degrees. Now, tarot-wise, Gemini is connected to the 8, 9, and 10 of Swords. Venus has to go through the minefield of Gemini's mental traps of the 8, 9, and 10 of Swords. Now, the 8 of Swords, the cage of the clever, paralyzed by options, imprisoned by the need to say the perfect thing, believing that you must earn love through intelligence or wit. 9 of Swords, the anxiety of choice. Replaying conversations, analyzing every text, creating elaborate scenarios about what others might be thinking. 10 of Swords, death of false cleverness. It's the moment when artificial constructs collapse, when performance of being interesting exhausts itself, only allowing authentic self to emerge. The antidote, you don't need to earn love by being clever. You're lovable simply by being real. Now, when it comes to this transit, how can you apply this to your life? When it comes to relationships, for those who are single, focus on meeting kindred spirits rather than life partners. Exploration over commitment. Couples, prioritize intellectual banter, playful communication, and shared learning experiences. Caution, avoid mixed signals and clarify our relationship intentions. When it comes to your social life, create time for hosting discussions with groups, book clubs, or salon-style gatherings. Dive into taboo topics that challenge your outdated norms. Intellectual rebellion is favored. Dating apps and digital communication thrive during this transit. Creative and financially, renewed interest in art, writing, and communication-based fields. Monetize your communication skills, writing, podcasting, teaching, and social media. Warning, watch out for impulsive spending on books, courses, gadgets, or travel experiences. How to embrace this energy? Curiosity over commitment. Use this time for exploration rather than permanent decisions. Mental foreplay. Prioritize stimulating conversations and shared intellectual interests. Variety as a virtue. Sample different social circles, communication styles, and creative expressions. Now, how to navigate the challenges? Avoid mixed signals. Be clear about your intentions, even while exploring your options. Balance surface with depth. Don't let intellectual connection replace emotional intimacy entirely. Commitment consciousness. Recognize fickleness as a transit effect, not a permanent personality. So as Venus moves through Gemini, it's kind of going to go through three phases. Stage one, the scattering, which is going to be early July. The Empress enters Gemini's realm and is overwhelmed by infinite possibilities. Every conversation sparks interest. Love becomes scattered across many attractions. The lesson, not every spark needs to become a fire. Then we move on to stage two, the choosing. Mid-July, the Lover's card activation. Realizing true abundance comes from choosing consciously. Each conversation becomes a mirror. Is this feeding my soul or just amusing my mind? Lesson, quality of connections matter more than quantity of options. Stage three, the integration. The Empress has learned Gemini's language without losing her essential nature. Can flirt with ideas while remaining grounded in worth. Can engage in mental play while staying connected to deeper desires. Achievement, love that is both intelligent and authentic. I'm about to go through the rising signs, and as I go through, I may be laced with a little tarot. And so just to reiterate, the Empress, abundance through creative expression and nurturing communication. The Lovers, choices in relationships and duality of desire. The Magician, manifesting through power of words and ideas. 8, 9, 10 of Swords, mental overwhelm, anxiety, and a need for clarity. All right, so let's run through the rising signs. Aries rising, third house activation. The mind, voice, and community. Venus graces your house of communication, short journeys, and immediate environment. Expect heightened charm in daily interactions, potential romantic connections through siblings or neighbors, and increased pleasure in learning and writing. The Magician amplifies your natural leadership through persuasive communication, while the Empress brings creative fertility to your words and ideas. Your voice carries spell-like power during this transit. Conversations can literally manifest opportunities. The Shadow Work. The Eight of Swords warns against self-censorship or overthinking messages before sending them. Practical actions for you, Aries Rising. Start a 30-day writing challenge. Practice active listening in conversations. Reach out to estranged siblings or old friends. Avoid reactive texting. Pause before responding. Taurus rising, we have second house activation, money, self-worth, and values. Venus, your ruling planet, illuminates your house of resources and self-worth. This is prime time for monetizing communication skills or discovering new income streams through intellectual pursuits. The Empress emphasizes your natural abundance and magnetism, while the Nine of Swords cautions against financial anxiety from too many options. Speak abundance, not lack. Your words about money and worth become reality. Combat imposter syndrome by acknowledging your value and expertise. Practical actions. Set clear financial intentions and stick to them. Explore income through writing, teaching, or speaking. Avoid impulse purchases driven by emotional reasoning. Practice daily affirmations about inherent worth. Gemini rising, first house activation, identity, magnetism, and personal power. Venus in your first house makes you irresistible, charming, and socially magnetic. This is your time to shine through natural wit and intellectual appeal. The Lovers highlights your natural duality and choices in self-presentation, while the Empress brings creative abundance to your personal expression. You are the embodiment of attraction. Radiate your authentic essence rather than performing for others. The Ten of Swords warns against burnout from trying to be too many things to too many people. Practical actions. Schedule a long time between social engagements. Refresh your personal style or appearance. Network authentically rather than strategically. Choose quality connections over quantity. Cancer rising, 12th house activation, soul, secrets, and solitude. Venus moves through your house of subconscious, bringing hidden attractions to light and making private creative work especially fruitful. The Nine of Swords and the Empress combination suggests finding beauty in solitude while being mindful of nighttime overthinking. Secret creative projects and dream work become pathways to healing and inspiration. Shadow work, release old heartbreaks through artistic expression rather than rumination. Practical actions, keep a dream journal and note recurring symbols. Create art or write about past relationships to process them. Practice bedtime meditation to quiet mental chatter. Trust your intuitive hunches about people and situations. Leo rising, we have 11th house activation. Friendships, community, and vision. Your social circle expands with intellectually stimulating friendships. Group activities and collaborative projects bring joy and potential romantic connections. The Lovers ask you to choose soul-resonant connections over superficial social approval, while the Magician empowers your ability to inspire groups. Your ideas have magnetic power in group settings. Share your vision boldly. Shadow work. Avoid gossip traps. The Eight of Swords by channeling dramatic energy into creative expression. Practical action. Host memorable gatherings that bring diverse people together. Collaborate on creative projects with friends. Use social media mindfully rather than to impress. Join groups that's aligned with your authentic interests. Virgo rising. 10th house activation, career, reputation, and leadership. Your professional life benefits from enhanced communication skills and charm. Public recognition may come through writing, speaking, or aesthetic work. The Magician and the Empress combine to make you effortlessly persuasive in professional settings. Your expertise deserves a platform. This is the time to share your knowledge publicly. Shadow work. The Ten of Swords cautions against perfectionism paralysis. Done is better than perfect. Practical actions during this transit. Update your LinkedIn profile and professional materials. Practice public speaking and presentation skills. Set timers when editing to avoid overworking. Speak from wholeness rather than proving your worth. Libra rising, 9th house activation. Wisdom, travel, and expansion. Higher education, travel, philosophical exploration becomes resources of pleasure and connection. Long-distance relationships may flourish. The Lovers and the Empress encourage expansion in love and learning while maintaining authenticity in your beliefs. Your heart is on a pilgrimage for truth and beauty. Follow intellectual attractions fearlessly. Shadow work. The Eight of Swords warns against rigid thinking that limits your growth. Book that trip when you've been overthinking. Take a class in something that fascinates you. Engage in philosophical discussions with diverse viewpoints. Consider publishing or teaching your areas of expertise. Scorpio rising, 8th house activation, intimacy, power, and transformation. Deep conversations and intimate connections intensify. Shared resources and joint finances may become topics handled with more charm than usual. The Ten of Swords and the Magician suggest that speaking truth, even when difficult, becomes the source of personal power and transformation. Your words can heal, seduce, and transform. Use this power consciously and ethically. Shadow work. Face obsessive thoughts directly rather than letting them fester in silence. Practical actions. Channel intensity into creative writing or journaling. Practice vulnerable communication in close relationships. Negotiate shared resources with clarity and fairness. Transform jealousy into curiosity about your deeper needs. Sagittarius rising, 7th house activation, love, mirrors, and agreements. Partnerships take the center stage, intellectual compatibility, and shared communication styles. New relationships may begin through learning environments. The lovers is especially potent here, emphasizing conscious choice in partnership rather than falling into them unconsciously. Don't just fall in love. Choose it with eyes wide open. Shadow work. The Nine of Swords cautions against fears blocking authentic vulnerability. Practical actions. Plan first dates with long-term partners to rediscover each other. Use humor to resolve relationship tensions. Communicate your needs clearly rather than hoping to be understood. Evaluate whether your partnerships reflect your growth. Capricorn rising, 6th house activation, health, habits, and service. Your daily routines become more pleasant and communicative. Your work environment may become more social, or you might find ways to beautify your daily tasks. The Magician empowers efficient communication and organization, while the 8 of Swords cautions against perfectionist traps. Precision is beautiful, but allow joy in the process of your daily work. Shadow work. Avoid overscheduling and remember that rest is productive too. Practical actions. Schedule mandatory fun breaks during work days. Beautify your workspace with plants or art. Practice mind-body wellness through movement or meditation. Communicate appreciation to coworkers and service providers. Aquarius rising, 5th house activation, romance, joy, and creative expression. This is your season of playful romance and creative expression. Casual flirtation and artistic projects bring particular joy and fulfillment. The Empress brings creative fertility, while the Lovers asks whether your pleasures are authentic joy or temporary fixes. Express your creativity without apology. Your unique perspective is your gift to the world. Follow what both turns you on and lights you up for lasting satisfaction. Practical actions? Start that creative project you've been brainstorming. Engage in playful flirtation without attachment to outcome. Spend time with children or reconnect with your inner child. Prioritize activities that bring genuine joy over those that just kill time. Pisces rising, 4th house activation, home, inner world, and ancestry. Family communications improve. You can feel called to beautify your living space. Emotional foundations become topics of gentle exploration. The Nine of Swords and the Emperor suggest that ancestral or inner child wounds may surface, but can be healed through self-compassion. Make home in your heart first. Your physical space will reflect that peace. Shadow work. Speak kindness to yourself, especially when processing family patterns or childhood memories. Practical action. Create a memory box instead of ruminating on the past. Host storytelling evenings that honor family history. Beautify your living space with meaningful objects. Practice self-parenting through nurturing daily rituals. The three core messages here: the Empress whispers, "You attract what you believe you are worthy of." The Lovers reply, "And you always have a choice." And the Magician reminds you, "Your words are wands. Use them to create what matters." When it's all said and done, what's the ultimate message of Venus's visit to Gemini? Love becomes a language to be learned, spoken, and continuously redefined through the art of meaningful dialogue. I want to thank y'all for joining me on I Am Astrology Readings this week. Make sure you join me on Friday on IAmAstrologyReadings.com for the 2 o'clock session. $50 Friday. If you need a reading, come to the website, book a reading. I'd love to have a conversation with you. If you want to customize I Am Astrology Readings t-shirt, send me an email. I might hook one up for you. For the people who generally watch the videos, I do have a blog section where you could get, you know, the detailed information of this set, the transits that I'm speaking about in this video. Just go to IAmAstrologyReadings.com, go to the blog section. It's usually the same name as the video. Until the next video, I want to thank you for watching. I appreciate it. Make sure you like, comment, share with a friend, neighbor, a cousin. And as always, you know how I end this? Know thyself and balance your energy.